Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank my most recent guest, a bond one, Dr. Harvey K., professor emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, Packer fan like me, and something of a homer. So anyways, if you miss any of the live action, first and foremost, you know, set an alarm. Get up a little earlier. Do what you got to do. But above me on that, you will be forgiven as long as you go and download the podcast at the Devil's Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. Let me simplify. DARNWI.com. Find the podcast there. That's where we post them, or at least Evan and Fancy. They do all the hard work. I take most of the credit. I like how that works out. Fancy,
well, Brian. Responsibility, too. The responsibility is also there, too. So.
Well, Fancy Brian, got some legal updates. And, you know, got my little buddy coming next hour. You could be a part of this big hour, 844-967-2789. Barely screened. Got a legal update. I'm going to start here. You remember Sidney Powell? Got actually a couple of legal updates in regards to Sidney Powell.
Are you referring to the Kraken?
She is the Kraken. Yes, the Kraken. You know, it sounds a lot like crack smoker, but Kraken. She had the Kraken.
The Kraken!
Yeah, release the Kraken. Well, she apparently is up on a state par action in the state of Texas. Let me share some of this with you.
Oh, good.
And then, you know, a broader update on the defamation lawsuit. She's got some good legal news and some bad legal news. Let me start with the bad legal news for the Kraken. Attorney Sidney Powell, the State Bar of Texas, is exploring disciplinary action against one of the most prominent attorneys pushing Donald Trump's big lie of election fraud after receiving multiple complaints. I wonder how many multiple is. Here is a quote. Beginning in or about November of 2020, respondent filed multiple federal lawsuits in different jurisdictions, including the District Court of Arizona, the Northern District of Georgia, the Eastern District of Michigan, and the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Oh yeah, our backyard as well. Alleging election fraud has occurred in the national presidential election in 2020. The lawsuit noted responded had no reasonable basis to believe the lawsuits she filed were not frivolous. Sort of without merit, as they say, in the legal game. Here it continues. Powell is licensed to practice law in Texas. She led the so-called Kraken legal team that filed a lawsuit in Michigan, asking a court to order state officials award the state's electoral college votes to former President Donald Trump, despite the loss to Joe Biden by more than 154,000 votes, the Detroit Free Press reported Wednesday. The State Bar of Texas zeroed in on this lawsuit and arguing that she violated the state's rules governing lawyers' professional conduct. Thank God there's no broadcast code of conduct, or at least none that I've read, including those prohibiting lawyers from knowingly make false statements of fact or using false evidence. Now, Fancy Brian, I would say, for the record, round here, I always think I'm telling the truth. And when I discover, you know, rarely, that I've said something erroneously, I try to correct the record.
But it seems like you care about your reputation.
Well, I do. It's about the only damn thing I got. Above and beyond that, I would point out, if this was the standard of broadcast communications, mass comm. You know, I got a mass comm degree from, you know, an esteemed middle-ish tier college. But if this was the standard, I would have no right-wing talk radio competition.
Oh, my goodness.
They could not defend themselves in the same way they have in the past. Right here in the great state of Wisconsin, there were Zappel Doctrine filings against the two, the heavyweights, the righty whiteys in the great state of Wisconsin, WISN and WTMJ. And one claimed First Amendment. You know, we can say whatever the hell we want. And the other one, in their legal defense, claimed, you can't trust us anyways.
Yeah, the Alex Jones defense. The you'd have to be an idiot to believe what I say. I'm just performing.
Yes. That is a legal defense also been used by Tucker Carlson. No reasonable person could trust what Tucker Carlson says on his show to be fact. But we got a little update on that topic as well.
Could you imagine, like, I mean, I already go on tangents about things that are true. Could you imagine if you just let me make up stuff? Are you kidding me? We would have we would be the most entertaining thing on earth.
You would have a lot of material to work with. But at some point, you or I would get sued for slander or libel or something of the sort.
But that's the best thing about lying, is that you can make it up. You don't have to have any substance. You can just make it up, right? It's cool.
Well, not without consequence, and we'll get to that. But here, again, is the Detroit Free Press reporting the legal lot of Sidney Powell and the Texas State Bar matter. In a statement, Powell told the Free Press she was not surprised by the Texas agency's decision to pursue punishment. Here is her quote, Fancy. I look forward to presenting our evidence in court. It will likely be the first time any judge in the country has heard testimony from one of our witnesses. It will be eye-opening to the public, Powell said. Powell has repeatedly promised to deliver evidence of sweeping fraud and has consistently failed to do so, the newspaper noted. Powell has become so toxic, she reportedly is not even welcome at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. In January, Powell and Rudy Giuliani were subpoenaed by the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. I don't think she's yet answered that subpoena.
I just need to point out that she may not be allowed at Mar-a-Lago, but it ain't because of lying. It was because she failed.
Well, yes, maybe. I heard that Rudy got banned from Fox News. But here's an interesting thing. You know, the defamation lawsuit, and there are a couple. The voting machine companies, Smartmatic, I think the one's called, and the other Dominion Software. Well, they are suing various people, various hosts. And in fact, they're suing Fox News Network for defamation. For saying effectively the machines were turned in and weaponized and turned the votes, even though they offered no evidence thereof.
Lucky for Fox News, Trump did nothing on those libel laws he threatened to loosen.
Well, the interesting part is a judge today used Tucker Carlson's own words against the Foxy News. It's got great irony. Aaron Blake reporting at the Washington Post. It's a pretty remarkable state of affairs when a judge is approvingly citing Tucker Carlson's journalistic rigor, but that's precisely the situation we find ourselves in now. And rather ironically, that could be bad news for Fox News. And it involves the Kraken, Lady Sidney Powell. I'm going to bring it all back around. New York Supreme Court Judge David Cohen has now ruled that voting machine company Smartmatic's $2.7 billion, with the B, defamation lawsuit against Fox News and Rudy Giuliani can proceed. Rudy's going to have to owe it to you. The case involved numerous false and baseless claims made on Fox about voter fraud involving the company's voting machines. In the ruling, the judge notably dropped Fox host Judge Jeanine Pirro and former Trump lawyer Sidney Powell from the lawsuit. That's the good news for Sidney Powell, for the Kraken lady. Pirro, because her statements didn't so directly accuse Smartmatic of illegality, and Powell, well, because New York doesn't have jurisdiction over her.
How could you possibly misjudge this?
But the case against Fox, its other host, and Giuliani, can proceed. In allowing it to, the judge previewed a tough road ahead for them in this monumental defamation case. The ruling repeatedly says Fox hosts Giuliani and Paul made claims without any evidence and without any basis. It also says that claims made by Giuliani, Fox host Maria Bartiromo, And now former Fox Business host Lou Dobbs could meet the legal standard of claims being so inherently improbable that only a reckless person would have put them in circulation. Fox News accused of being reckless. Reckless. I mean, you can say a lot of things about me, but I'm hardly reckless.
The irony is a little rich here these days.
A little bit more from the judge, Cohen. Even assuming that Fox News did not intentionally allow this false narrative to be broadcasted, there is a substantial basis for plaintiff's claim that, at minimum, Fox News turned a blind eye to a litany of outrageous claims about plaintiffs unprecedented in the history of American elections, so inherently improbable that it evinced a reckless disregard for the truth. That's the judge saying that about the Foxy News. And while we are gratified that Judge Cohen, this is a statement from the Fox News media people, the spokesperson thereof, while we're gratified that Judge Cohen dismissed Smartmatic's claims against Jeannie Pirro at this early stage, we still plan to appeal the ruling immediately. Well, Pirro's off, but your client, they're still on the hook. Fox News, it called the lawsuit baseless and a full-blown assault on the First Amendment, which stands in stark contrast to the highest tradition of American journalism. Now, back to the author's point, but perhaps the ruling's most biting and also potentially legally important section involves Carlson Tucker, that is. In course of laying out the legal requirements for Smartmatic to prove its case, the judge noted that the company must prove Fox met the standard of acting with actual malice, not merely promoting false claims, but doing so with malice. And on that count, the judge says the best evidence that it did came from Tucker Carlson. That's because Carlson, unlike the others, applied significant actual skepticism to the claims and broadcast it. He pushed back on Sidney Powell. And they used it against Fox News. And now Fox News is on the hook, potentially for up to $2.6 billion.
Oh, that's a shame.
The one day that Tucker Carlson shows a thread of just a scintilla of journalistic integrity, they go and hold it against him. You'll never see that sort of activity out of Tucker again. Come back, more devils. I'll tell you the rest of the big story.
The Kraken!
I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Okay. Did you?
Release the Kraken!
I know what I saw.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.